We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, doing a quick 5 minutes with Julio Rosselló, then we're going to continue into retransmission, but we're live right now. Look, I almost want to, I don't have the time to do it. I'm busy fighting the globalist here, but I almost want to go to Chicago and go in there and just let them beat me down, let them arrest me. I know it's a mafia town and stuff, but we've got to make a stand, sue them. Rob Dew just won a big lawsuit against Pittsburgh, and you know, he got arrested for no reason trying to cover it. But I'm going to personally sue these people. I mean, these are just horrible creatures. We only played a short clip of this. As you said, you had to release this video now because they may just try to disappear you. I mean, I guess you're in this giant mall area of the train station. And people are walking around with their video cameras. The government's surveilling you. As if terrorists don't want to know when there's a checkpoint. This is all just slave training. And so they told you, too, on the tape. They said, we were sent here by the government. So they are. They're political commissars. Very creepy.
It is creepy. Here's a Homeland Security document from this month, July 2012, performance venues, indicators of violence and prospective measures, reiterates the New Jersey's Fusion Center documents and admits indicators of surveillance by potential attackers include persons using or carrying video camera observation equipment in a near facility over an extended period of time, or a person using maps or photographs. And they admit performance venues include theaters, concert halls, auditoriums, amphitheaters, sports venues. So now we're going to see Homeland Security, TSA at these venues. So I felt the need to release this video and to point out, number one, that Amtrak police admitted to me, this wasn't on camera, but they admitted to me that they read these documents. I told them about Homeland Security's right-wing extremist document. And the guy admitted to me, yeah, I dealt with sovereign citizens yesterday at Union Station. So police, Amtrak police, they all read these documents, and there's a roll call document, May 17th, 2012, Homeland Security and the FBI, warning of theater attacks. So, folks, if we do have a terrorist attack in this country, we need to fire every single intelligence person, Napolitano, all of these
before. Oh, no, they always get more power because they're the ones staging it. There is
exactly. And so I plead with the people, don't be afraid, don't be intimidated, pray to the Lord above, or just believe in love, and go out and film the TSA. Don't be afraid, go to Union
Station.
Folks,
they have announced they are setting up checkpoints on highways, and I'm telling you, I don't go to the airport with my family because I can't have the pedos go after them, and most of them are admitted pedos, even convicted ones. But I've gotten to the point where, I mean, you know, you're not... I pull up, you got army trucks, a checkpoint. I mean, I'm sorry, perverts. You're not groping us. I mean, they're just murdering criminals. I mean, that's just a bunch of criminal trash that took over. We know who you are, filth. You can read all your pipe dreams about terrorists. Your daddy, the big banks, runs all those terrorists, okay? We're done. Yeah.
Quickly, when that Amtrak police officer told me that the government sent them my video, for a second I was kind of scared. Oh no, they're monitoring me. But after I thought it over, I thought it was. I felt very proud. I wear it as a badge.
No, it shows they're criminals. It shows the system's criminal. They're scared of you showing what they're doing because what they're doing is illegal, and they want to phase it in. Look, we got it kicked out in Houston because they had one protest. We're going to kick this out everywhere. They don't want it known because they want to sneak up on us because they're like a thief in the night.
And like I said in one of these videos, you don't have to be a good-looking person with a sharp suit and a teleprompter to be a journalist. I'm 22 years old. I'll be 23 in a couple of weeks. And I studied broadcasting at college. I know the tricks. I know the deception. And so I felt that it's my obligation. I'm not going to war, but I'll go to the info war. And I'm willing to do this for my family, for people.
You've got to do it. It's not just that you're willing, you know, that you're willing, Julio. You have no future if you don't. God bless you. Everybody should join Julio. Everybody should go to that station. In fact, everybody should go there tomorrow at noon central. We'll cover it live on the radio. Let's have 100 people. Now, let's give people a few days. Well, you know, they'll just pull out that day. That's how they work. They never want to give us a chance to show we're the boss. Everybody show up tomorrow at noon. Let's just do that. Everybody get up, get there at noon. Video. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Later in the third hour today, Julio Roseo, who's done some reporting off and on for Infowars.com, is going to be joining us. A dramatic video that we showed on the nightly news with Luke Radowski on Friday of TSA setting up checkpoints inside Chicago and then coming over to Julio and saying, you're a terrorist if you tape us. Don't you dare tape us. And they're announcing not just face scanning cameras and license plate reading cameras, but listening devices all over New York run by the control freak in chief, Mayor Bloomberg. We're going to be going over all that. Big Sis told us what was already in Homeland Security documents since 2009, indeed, they are surveilling us with drones for, quote, public safety. You know, when the cops pull you over, they say it's public safety. When the TSA goes bobbing for apples in your underwear, they are doing it for your safety. When they put cancer viruses in your vaccines, it's for your safety. When they nerve gas our own troops in thousands of tests and kill them and dissect their bodies, it's for your safety. When Jerry Sandusky raped children brutally, it was for your safety. When the college covered it up, it was for your safety. When Hitler lined people up and shot them, it was for their safety. Everything these scumbag, out-of-control tyrants do is for your safety. And I just lost power in here. Are we still on air? Okay, good. Okay, fantastic. Well, that's good. Something... I guess the lights just went out for our safety. But continuing, now the article I want is red-linked. It's in the features. It's in the features. So this isn't it. It's the UN treaty would use foreign troops inside America. We covered it Friday, but I want to cover it more today. It's red-linked in the tiles. That's the article. That's it. All right, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, with the news. You know, I'm going to get into the whole gun situation because it's dire straits. They've come out and announced that Hal Guns won on the cover of Time. I talked a lot about this yesterday on the Sunday show. This signals a major counteroffensive against us, so get ready. And they will try to march the police out to confiscate the guns, and they think they can get away with it. And basically start a civil war in this country. Now, I want to go over the other news before I get into all of this incredibly important information. You know, I heard local talk radio this morning basically saying, oh, yeah, I guess we're going to have security in the theaters now because of the epidemic of shootings. And I tried to call into the show to say, you know, the Justice Department says there's been a 0.1% increase since 1992. In 20 years, a 0.1% increase in shootings of more than five people at one time. So basically, it's flat. It had actually gone down some in the mid-2000s. I follow those numbers. They said, you know, no thanks, we don't want to hear that. They were also bumbling around talking about you know, was this guy on psychotropics or not? Well, the supposed shooter, who everybody's already convicted, Mr. Ronald McDonald, it's come out that he was on a bunch of drugs. That's been in the Denver Post. It's been in the Daily Mail. He had a former head Air Force psychiatrist, the head of the entire San Antonio operation before she went to work there at the facility where he was at there in Denver at that college. She had been reprimanded for overprescribing and improperly prescribing psychotropics and antipsychotics. But you can never blame that, even though it's the case in almost every case. You know, the guy that just shot a cop for no reason at a Walmart here in Austin, I said, he'll be on psychotropics, and it came out he was. Sergeant Bales shooting all the people. Turned out he was under psychiatric care, had part of his foot blown off, didn't want to go back. They hopped him up on a bunch of serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And they send him back into there. Not a good idea to give somebody a dream state hallucinogen, psychotropic. That's what they are. They just more heavily induce you into the dream state. That's what Prozac basically feels like for people that have taken it. Is like you've been watching TV for 4 hours and you have that mind-numbed, you know, feeling interface with the television. That's what the system wants. That's what they're after. Now, here's the big red alert. Because I listened to talk radio, national and local, from early this morning, and no one was talking about it. It's nowhere in the news except the Hill newspaper, Fox News, and AP have little blurbs about it. The Drudge Report, drudgereport.com link to it, Infowars.com link to it. But it's basically getting no coverage despite that. Now, remember, we're conspiracy theorists to think that they might want to take our Second Amendment. They have introduced legislation that bans semi-auto and bans clips above 10 rounds and bans guns that can take clips. It says devices and the clips. Okay, I've read the bill. You can go read the bill. Here is the Hill newspaper. Democratic senators offer gun control amendment for cybersecurity bill. Now, this has a chance of passing, just like NDAA did and just like government health care did. This is the season where they want to get stuff done. That's why you've got all these top Republicans coming out and endorsing restricting the Second Amendment. So I'm going to break all this down in about 20 minutes after I get to some of the other news. But I've got to cover some of the other news before I get into this central issue. But the criminal class knows that we're waking up and they're coming at us from every angle. And that's the bottom line. This, again, proves wherever they're in control, Chicago, New York, wherever this globalist mafia is in control, there's a total gun ban for the citizens. And the governing class all have semi-auto, full-auto bodyguards paid for by taxpayers. or there's waivers so Donald Trump can have guys with submachine guns. But you and your mother, your wife, your daughter, your son, they get to get mugged, raped, and killed, and then it's no big deal. Hell, a lot of times it's by the police in New York, the biggest street gang in the world, who wants you to know they're a street gang. And there's just constant movies, Batman, Spider-Man, you name it, where we do nothing but worship the NYPD. Well, if that's the model of worship, look out. Are there some really professional, good police forces in this country? Yes. Who haven't succumbed to total criminality? Yes. But more and more, they are totally becoming nothing but warlord systems and mafia jokes. And America knows that. Yes, we are winning the gun debate. It's true what Time Magazine says with horror. We're winning the hearts and minds. But the system doesn't care. That's the bad news. They're going ahead with all this. So I'm already starting to cover this. The point is, there is legislation introduced, the cybersecurity bill that guts the internet and free speech and the rest of it, that says it wants reasonable gun control. And it says SA-2575 would make it illegal to transfer or possess large-capacity feeding devices such as gun magazines, belts, feed straps, and drums of more than 10 rounds of ammunition. There you go. And I've read the bill itself. No one's even picking up on this. The way I read it is that it bans, just like the ATF wanted to do last year, guns that could take, quote, improvise. If you could build something, it's banned. Basically, bottom loading, side loading. You know, this is taking you to bolt action and single shot. I'm going to say that again. They're telling you, don't worry, it's a conspiracy theory. We don't want your guns. You see that all the time. Don't run, we are your friends. Now, this is not an assault. Tet Offensive. It's the Chinese New Year. Everybody's fine. Boom, they launched the attack, and they broadcast this is not an attack. A lot of people just stood there while they were being, you know, bayoneted at point-blank range because it was a holiday. Couldn't be an attack. And again, this really works on people. They announce everywhere, oh, it's ridiculous. I mean, I saw dozens of articles last week, Washington Post, you name it. There's no, we don't want your guns. Obama isn't going to call for it. Meanwhile, all his surrogates were, and he came out and said, I'm not calling to control your guns. See, it's all mind games. You got a Second Amendment. You got a right to anything that isn't semi-auto. What Michael Moore say? He said, ban it down to flintlocks. What does Bloomberg say? Ban them all. What does Bill Kristol say on Fox? Ban everything semi-auto. What does Rupert Murdoch say? Hey, you don't need semi-auto. What has Mitt Romney said in the past? Folks, it's a talking point. They mean business. Business, business, business. And you're like, well, America won't turn them in. You know, people are going to fight back. That's the plan. They're looking at it, and they're gauging the police with NSA technology, spying on them, tracking them. They've got their agents everywhere. They're gauging the public sample rate. They admit they're doing this. Spying on everything. This is about those aggregates to not just spy on one person. They want to be able to look at whole movements and ideas and graphs they can drill down into. This is all admitted. Makes, you know, Google Analytics look like a toy because it is just the NSA toy they've given the public. They have profiles on each person down to just incredible specifics. It's incredible. And they're there gauging right now with their finger on the trigger to stage a bunch of new mass shootings, launch a new war, and announce, hey, you got your Second Amendment, burning everything with semi-auto. And it is meant to cause a civil war. That's why they're gearing up. We've been telling you for a couple of years, they're gearing up for an October surprise. Does that mean they're going to do it? No, we're exposing it. It may not. But it's now being reported that DHS prepares for civil unrest as Obama poised to destroy the Second Amendment. They're announcing, yes, the 30,000 drones are public safety. Arde Saveda wanted to buy this ridiculously expensive helicopter knowing that we get shot down. And now it's okay. We're going to get federal grants for drones in Austin. South Texas is getting them with shotguns mounted on them. It's on, folks. This is what they plan to try to ferret people out of their houses that don't turn their guns in. As if you start this civil war, as if people are going to sit in their houses and just wait for you to come get them. I mean, again, you know why they've said all these years the veterans are the terrorists and tell police you're going to have to fight veterans? Because they know probably 5% of gun owners being conservative are not going to turn them in. And that's millions of people. And they know the number one group to worry about is veterans. So look out. This is a criminal banking takeover that wants to start a civil war between the military and police against the American people. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce for the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Words to you are lies. Yeah, that's the New World Order. They are completely ruthless, and they see all of us as animals, as mindless prey who are here to be lied to, sucked off of, run over, and finally killed. They've hardened their heart against us. And it's time to admit how much trouble this country and the world is if we have any hope of defeating these people. Now, they are losing the moral authority rapidly, and that's what makes them so dangerous. They realize they've reached the tipping point where the entire public is not becoming conservative, because that's a catch-all name, but are becoming constitutionalist and street smart and wise. The public knows you can't trust the government. They know the government can't and won't protect you. That's why gun sales were at an all-time high last month, before this month's staged event. And now the gun sales have doubled in the week after. The polls, I covered this yesterday, got even more pro-gun nationwide after the shooting. Look, it doesn't matter how much stuff you stage. Don't you get it, criminals? We know who you are. We see you. We see you. We caught you. The con games don't work anymore. And you can point at 30-40% of people that don't know their name or which end is up that are TV heads. We're not talking about the drooling group, okay? A large portion of the American people becoming a majority is somewhat awake. The numbers show it across the board. That's why you're on the cover. I just got chills. That's why you're on the cover of Time Magazine saying we've won, how guns won, why Americans have turned against gun control by Joel Klein. But Joe has got a plan to get our guns. Let me tell you, just because, hey, the Bolsheviks weren't popular when they took over in 1917. They might have had maybe 10% support. They didn't care. They were willing to take over. They were willing. Okay, but now these type of folks are in control of the government. And so what can they do? They can rob and destroy the economy. They can shut down our power plants nationwide. They can attack families everywhere. They can raise all these taxes. They can pass laws with tax incentives to move stuff offshore. They can pay $22 billion to ship General Motors to China. They're doing everything they can to wreck this country. That's the bad news. We're awake to them. And they're like, oh, you're awake and going to kick us out? We're going to burn your country down. And here's the deal. They were already busy burning it down. But now they've just started throwing gasoline on it because they want to make you totally dependent on them. They're in a race. That's why in Oregon they've announced you can't have your own garden and use rainwater. That belongs to the government. They're announcing horticulture is illegal. You're like, really? Yeah, look it up. It's mainstream news. I'm telling you, folks, it's going to get... The tyrants, as they know that they're about to be overthrown, are going to get crazier and more in your face, like a pimp punching us in the nose, going, you're going to get out there and do what I say. Do you understand? And we're like, no, we don't. Go ahead and call us terrorists. We know who the real terrorists are. It's you. When the TSA marches up on the streets of Chicago or L.A. and says, turn your cameras off, or you're a terrorist. And then have the nerve to find out who the reporter is once it goes on the web and come find them. We've got the reporter on the last 30 minutes in Chicago. He got it on tape coming up threatening him. What happened to Luke Radowski so many years ago? One of our great reporters at the time. What happened to him? He's out in front of Building 7 protesting the fact that it was clearly controlled demolition. And these security guards come over across the street. And Luke even jumped through hoops to get his little permit. And they go, you need to get you out of here. Something bad's going to happen to you. You're going to say you're a terrorist, literally, like the Godfather. And you're going to be 30 days in the hole. I know you're not a terrorist, but I'm going to say your Cameron stuffs a bomb. You can actually laugh like that while smoking a pipe. About 30 cops show up. The Larry Silverstein security detail that looked like central casting literally out of Sopranos. Because I think the camera's a bomb, and like a Bugs Bunny cartoon with gangsters. You know those the Bugs Bunny characters where he's fighting the gangsters? Literally talking like that. It's in my film, Truth Rising. And the police grab Luke's camera. Now, they didn't get the other camera across the street, and they gave the camera back after he agreed to leave. And the cop said, we're going to put you in jail for terrorism. And he's like, but I'm not a terrorist. They go, we know, but it's our city now. You understand? See, they did 9/11, folks, and they all know it full well. We'll be right back with the News Blitz. I promise. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between damaged whey and undamaged whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. Please go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow fed raw milk, which looks healthy. After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, most protein powders do not impress me as to either taste or health benefits. Now I know that not all protein powders are created equal, and One World Whey surpasses my fondest expectations in both taste and health benefits. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give the number out, and then after I go through some of the headlines, we're going to open the phones up. But I specifically want to hear from you. Are you hearing other talk radio or national news talk about they're very close to passing the Cybersecurity Act they've been trying to pass for several years, and it's got a ban of all high-capacity magazines, the possession of them? And the way I read the bill, it could be interpreted in the rulemaking of the ATF, the guns that take the mags. I mean, this is in the Hill newspaper, AP, a few others, but that's it. And I listen to talk radio, and it's really bizarre how these people get their talking points, I guess, from Rupert Murdoch and Bill Kristol and Scalia, because they're suddenly, because it's not Democrats calling for gun control on the news. It's the Republicans going, well, yeah, you could restrict guns. Come on, let's ban. You don't need semi-auto for duck hunting. Ban it. It's time to turn them in. And the talk show hosts go, oh, well, that's a change in the weather vane. I better just go ahead and see. It's that wild card of suddenly having the people they love. Oh, Bill Kristol's my friend. Oh, Rupert Murdoch's my friend. Oh, Mitt Romney, yeah, he wanted to ban all semi-autos as governor of Massachusetts, but it's okay. I'm going to be getting into that after we get to your calls. I'm going to get into the details of it. Because I want to just give a hardcore focus, like 10-minute report. I'll do it at, say, 10 after, so next hour. There's a bunch of it. I want to go over it. I want to play this Scalia clip. Oh, there's a whole bunch of them. I got to get it all together for the nightly news, too. All the clips of them calling to turn our guns in and how great it is. And cutting in Bill Kristol's comments and the comments by Rupert Murdoch with Michael Moore and Bloomberg on Piers Morgan. I mean, it's exactly the same crud. And it really shows us how much trouble we're in. It's because America's waking up. It's because we're becoming a total gun culture. That they're hyping the end of the world statistically. And Kurt did a story yesterday titled Establishment Circles the Wagons on Gun Control. And in it, he found the Justice Department numbers. Since 1992, guess how much of an increase there's been in mass shootings in five or more people involved? Guess how much? 0.1. 0.1. So there has been an increase, 0.1. And that's with advertising it and all the shoot 'em up games. And, of course, this guy was on a bunch of drugs. And he was going to some weird top Air Force scientist. And he was in a brain program. I mean, I've seen this over and over again. That's why even Larry Pratt's like, yeah, it's probably staged. Of course it is. The guy's so drugged up, he can't even talk. And I said I'd get to the other news. It's just incredible. Here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Is anybody concerned that they've introduced legislation to ban most guns and magazines and that the UN's own official treaty said in Article 15 we will aid other states in their internal gun confiscation? I mean, this is big. They're admitting they're going to do internal gun confiscation. They're admitting that they want to ban our guns in this bill. They're out there saying ban everything down to flintlocks. And the conservatives, the so-called conservatives, now we're just going to ban semi-auto, not down to flintlocks. And this article talks about how the gunpowder is really explosives and we need to get rid of regular, you know, smokeless gunpowder. I mean, it is just an all-out hysteria. While, here's the key, while the power structure arms to the teeth against us. We have the power structure arming to the teeth against us with high-tech weapons. I mean, I saw an article 2 weeks ago where the Army's deploying on the streets with a plasma laser beam that fires a laser beam at you that can burn you. But then through the laser beam, it's a particle weapon, they conduct a lightning bolt and just blow you to pieces. Literally, don't run, we are your friends, and it disintegrates you. You explode like an oak tree hit by a bolt of lightning. And drones and weapons and space scanning cameras and NSA spying on us while the borders are wide open and they legalize the illegals. Just treason to my left, treason to my right, because they're imploding the world economy by design and they know you're going to get really mad. And that's why DHS is gearing up for martial law, riot, you know, armored pillboxes, 450 million rounds of hollow point 40 cal, shotguns, helicopters, attack drones, combat mechs, ground robot trucks, just total buildup for their enemy, the American people, while we're busy saluting the military every time we watch television. It's like, troops, troops, troops. I mean, if you study classic fascism or communism, authoritarianism, this is it. It's like the transition of America from freedom to some weird North Korean state. You turn on the Olympics, it's not the family's bad, women kissing, men humping each other. Oh, shut up. You know, let the family hour have men humping each other. You know, again, we're just under total bombardment assault. I mean, reading this Time magazine, it's like bad-mouthing, homeschooling, just everything is just total evil. Everything in here is just... I mean, these are not liberals, folks. You've got to understand that. These are vicious, savage control freaks. Okay, let me just give you a smattering of what's in the news, okay? Let me just show you this. This is the type of stuff I deal with, that you deal with. I see this every day. At Penn's, Statter's new government gig, a Penn Starter's new government gig. Graham Spanner may have been ousted from his post at Penn State president over same over sex abuse scandal that engulfed the university. Again, a Penn Starter's new government gig, Graham Spanier, is that how you pronounce it, may have been ousted from his post at Penn State president over the sex abuse scandal that engulfed the university. But it seems he's found a backup employer, the American taxpayer. Of course, he's now joined the Supreme Army. He should be a new TSA commander. They hire the defrock priest, the rapist. I mean, you know, don't even do background checks on it, or they do to make sure they're criminals and hire them. Spanier was faulted. Is that how you pronounce it? S-P-A-N-I-E-R. Is that how you pronounce that, guys? Spanier, yeah. Was faulted in an internal Penn State report after former assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky was convicted of child molestation. The report said the head coach Joe Paterno, Spanier, and others had helped cover up Sandusky's abuse. But then it goes on. He's now working at a secret Homeland Security project for the U.S. government relating to national security, but they can't tell you. You know, where do people that cover up decades of children being raped and sold to donors at the university? Because that's what this was. That's even come out in the local news, but that's being covered up as well. Where do you go? You go to the big pedophile command base in the sky. I mean, that's where you go. I mean, that's who. How many times have I told you it's a pedophile operation at the top? You don't get into the upper reaches of it unless you're part of that club. I mean, just look at all these people. Just look at them. Would you let any of the heads of Homeland Security, any of these government people, just look at their eyes, look at how they act, look at the head of the NSA, look at them all. And let me ask you something. Would you let your child be in a room alone with them? And the answer is not just no, H-E double hockey sticks, no. Does your skin crawl? Well, it should. And Rome, before it collapses the same way, usually these people take over. They've got to get in command to be able to brutalize. They really want to murder your children. Let's get that straight. Raping them is as much as they can hurt them without killing them. And believe me, they kill them too. These globalists love killing little kids. But until they get to that point, you know, bombing of Dresden, kill a couple hundred thousand kids in one night, beautiful to them. So there you go. Oh, but wait, there's more. This is in the Wall Street Journal, you name it. Mayor Bloomberg and the teachers' unions protect pedophiles. And it goes on, a big report out in the Wall Street Journal today, how they just protect them and nobody gets in trouble, and that's just the way it is. There you go. Oh, that's just one little group of articles there. Let me do a plug here, too, if you want to know more about this. There's two films on one DVD, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and The Order of Death. And Bohemian Grove is going to end tomorrow. It's been going for the last week and a half or so. And the Christian conservative leaders predominantly ship in all the gay porn stars for themselves. That's not debated. That's even in Vanity Fair. I was like the cat in a cartoon with Pepe Le Pew chasing me the entire time when I was in there. I was only in there about 4.5 hours. Being whistled at and, you know, all the rest of it. Yeah, world leaders, heads of companies whistling at me. And so that's basically what's going on there. But that's just the opening salvo, ladies and gentlemen. You have to understand of what really goes on inside of the globalist operations. So you need to get these at InfoWarsShop.com. And this is now back in print, expanded, with a forward by Tex Mars, Mike Hansen, who infiltrated Bohemian Grove with me. This is the only modern, updated, very well-written, expansive book about Bohemian Grove, not just our infiltration. And it is Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy. You get a free citizen rule book with it and more at InfoWarsShop.com. Or you can get there on the site a huge discount on the two films that go with it. If you want to understand the how deep the rabbit hole goes, I mean, let me tell you, somebody like Sandusky was just a dungeon keeper. So they're burning the dungeon keeper who supplied the kids. And again, John DeCant talked about this on my show more than a decade ago. I remember when he brought this up about Boys Town. Later it came out it was true. And and Penn State, the football program. I was like, let's stop right there, because that hadn't been in court yet. But, and everybody pointed it out and found those interviews. Folks, this has been going on. Of course, local news reports, that's the word, is that Sandusky was supplying little kids. Really, I mean, he's raping them at high noon on, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday mornings. I mean, he's raping little kids in the showers with people milling around. I mean, this is a giant nest of scum. I told you Paterno knew, and of course it came out he knew. Of course he knew. I mean, I could take one look at that guy and it makes my skin crawl. Don't you people have any discernment? I mean, you know, you don't just judge a book off its cover. It's a spiritual thing. You can literally just see them. I mean, look at Sandusky. He looks like a demonic ferret or a chipmunk or something. But I was wrong to say Joe Paul or whatever his stupid name was, his stupid nickname. They took down the statue, didn't they? I was right. You were wrong. I was right. You were wrong. Okay? And it isn't about me being right here, okay? But, I mean, you know, outside Bohemian Grove repeatedly, little kids get kidnapped and killed and dumped out there. Polyklos, you name it. All the time, you see little kids getting grabbed and picked up. And I mean, folks, they're getting taken 9 times out of 10 for these people to literally rape the living daylights out of them and torture them for quite a period of time. Okay? It doesn't just stop with them raping little kids. They like to torture the living daylights out of them. Okay, that's who runs your government. Just get that straight and get that through your head and understand that real good and let that burn in. And as soon as they get their guns, they're going to turn hell loose on us. Texas Rangers tried to stop the public rape rooms at the Texas Youth Commission where they were selling the kids. The judges and elitists would come down and pick which kid they wanted out of the different deals. They had gladiatorial fights, paying tickets. Texas Rangers tried to stop it. They got shut down. And you know what? The commission got taken over by the very same crew, and it's business as usual. Nothing's going to stop. You're not going to stop these people now that they're in power and in control from having their way with your children until they're fully removed. Do you know about CPS? Do you know what a bunch of pedophiles they are? Again, our so-called guardians are a bunch of scum. And until we come right out with it and admit how much trouble we're in, it's over. No future. Okay, I've now covered one little area of news here. Where should I start? I mean, there's just so much here that it makes my head spin. Oh, looky here. This is out of the New American. Fluoride lowers IQ in kids. New study shows. Yeah, I mean, what are there, hundreds of studies, literally? A review of some 24 studies by Harvard University researchers. Oh, it's just Harvard. This month, in a peer-reviewed federal journal suggests that fluoride added to water supplies significantly decreases the IQ of children. Yeah, that's why every store you go to, they got bottled water that says extra fluoride for kids. That's why the kids, you know, it tastes like bubble gum, the toothpaste. I mean, there's a reason the public's mentally dumbed down. I mean, this was not, they didn't put it in the water at the gulags under Lenin and Stalin and then Hitler because they wanted to, you know, take care of the inmates. Fluoride lowers IQs in kids, new study shows. But it doesn't matter. They're going to keep doing it. And if you go to your city council and say, I want this out, they're going to laugh at you until you sue them. You know, they're assaulting you and your family just like they want to get your kid in a room and blow their head off. Just like they want to. These people, let me tell you, these people like to torture a kid for a couple months And just use them up, is what they call it, just savagely terrorizing them. And then they just chop them up with a meat cleaver and blow their head off. And you know what? I know you're not going to protect the children. It's too scary for mainline people. You're mainline, which means you're into picking up whatever the establishment says is the end thing and then following it, even though that establishment is a bunch of psycho killers. Fluoride seems to fit in with lead, mercury, and other poisons that causes chemical brain damage, noted senior study author Felipe Grajean, a professor of environmental health at Harvard. The effect of each toxicant may seem small, but the combined damage on the population scale can be serious, especially because the brain power of the next generation is crucial to all of us. No, it's not, buddy boy. They're spraying aluminum dioxide on us to make sure we can't escape. They've engineered all the GMO crops to attack our organs. Disorders of the gut are running rampant everywhere. I was at a business meeting last night at a restaurant slash bar and overheard two different people. One guy, I even talked to him. He's like, yeah. Can we fix this plug? Is there something we can do with this little plug that doesn't just pop out just constantly out of the thing? It's just driving me. It just totally breaks my train of thought. I don't know what I'm going to do. But the point is that this guy's like, yeah, I got to leave Austin, Texas and go back to Virginia, wherever it was. My dad's dying of Crohn's. And I heard somebody else talking about somebody in their family dying of it. It was unknown 50 years ago. It's just, oh, we're just all going to die. Let a bunch of perverts run everything. And they're not even perverts. They'll have a Renfield type like Sandusky, who actually likes to rape kids. The globalists like to pull their teeth out with pliers and torture the hell out of them. I mean, that's really what they're into. By the way, I have a Dungeon Keeper article out of BuzzFeed. Report, U.S. general ignored Auschwitz-like conditions to help Obama, where people were being eaten by maggots in Afghanistan. The soldiers, everyone was starving to death. We'll get to that later. But listen, that's a beautiful thing for them. I'll be right back. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Hey guys, what if I told you that I know how you can improve your libido, enhance your sex life, and even increase sexual desire? The key is to maintain healthy testosterone levels, and now there's a way you can do it naturally. Here's the secret. It's all about T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula that contains ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Not only that, but these ingredients were shown to increase your sexual desire, enhance muscle growth with exercise, and even support a healthy prostate. And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, a majority reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait, call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Again, if you're a new listener and you're like, man, this is hardcore what this guy's talking about. Well, I just cover what I've discovered and what I've found. And the evil we face is so over the top that only an immediate in its face awakening will give us any chance. I mean, the system is so evil. It's full of so many criminals, so many people that are so bad words cannot describe it, that we've got to break with the system and realize it's alien, it's false, it's evil. It comes to kill, steal, and destroy. The churches have been taken over. It's 24-7 government worship fest there. You should be offended by all of this. I know I am. And here they are hiring the Penn State president to work for Homeland Security, quote, in a secretive position. Just like they've hired all these pedophiles to run the TSA. Just like they busted the head of the Florida CPS a few years ago was a pedophile. And then it turned out their two deputies were. They're like, oh, there was no background check. Oh, there was a background check done. These people have taken over. They're buying weapons. They're using our money to arm against us and getting the police trained to attack us. And I want to just tell the police, I know on average you're good men and women. And a lot of you got in there with a desire to do good. I know that. But a lot of you have been recruiting thugs now, and we're in deep trouble. And let me tell you, this country is going to fall. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. And, again, I've got like 20 stacks of news. I'm not exaggerating. There's power outages all over the country as they shut down coal power plants. China builds three a week. We can't even get two a year. We're just shutting down. I've got that news. 370. Yeah, that's Associated Press. It says 370 Indianans, but it can't be 370 million. There's only. Oh yeah, that's in India. Yeah, that's another article. I was seeing that, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah, no, yeah, I'm talking about the Daily Caller. I'm talking about here in the United States. Record number of coal-fired generators to be shut down. There's power outages around different areas of the United States. Okay, let's go to Michael in Oklahoma. Michael, you're on the air. Welcome. Okay, you don't want to talk, or you do? Okay, Michael's not there. Jason in New Hampshire, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
How are you doing, Alex?
I'm not doing too good. They're publicly hiring perverts to run everything.
That's wrong. I mean, I listen to your show every day, and I got to tell you, I got the back of my car plastered with bumper stickers that I've gotten off you.
Well, thank you, sir. We couldn't do it without you.
And I just wanted to ask you a question. You know, I got pulled over a month ago in Wakefield, New Hampshire, for speeding. They said I was speeding. And I had a returning vet that was just back, maybe not even a month. And it felt like a setup because they came to the car. And they're like, who's he? Who's he? And I'm like, I don't know. I picked him up hitchhiking. And they basically just, like, without throwing me out of the car, they basically told me to get out, and they searched my car, and in his backpack, he had needles and stuff, and they basically got me with everything that they got him with, and I didn't know what was in
his
backpack.
Well, that's easy. You just get a jury trial, and you go, hey, I just gave a hitchhiker a ride, and this feels like a setup. And I mean, if they did set you up, can you imagine how horrible the lives of those police are? I mean, folks, when you do stuff like that, you get bad mojo, okay? Karma, reap what you sow, whatever you want to call it. I mean, you wonder why your life's so miserable. If you randomly pull people, sit there and have one of your people out there as an informant, and then do that to set people up, it's just incredible. But it might have just been that with somebody they were tracking, they pulled you over. But, I mean, that'll be found not guilty by a jury trial very, very quickly.
Yeah, and this might make you laugh a little bit. I mean, I was at the races in Loudoun a couple weeks ago, and state police, it's like New World Order times 10 there, you know?
No.
Yeah.
This is the takeover. We're all being acclimated to martial law so the bankers can destroy the country.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor Hand Crank Generator, to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd Edition, by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes, by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security, to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand Crank Shortwave AM/FM Radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.